Jesus challenging his apostles, mindful about the context of this gospel. Jesus is speaking to his apostles. He basically had just appointed the 12 apostles. Remember, the apostles were chosen from his disciples, the follower of Jesus. And he chose his apostles probably about a year after, you know, he began his public ministry. So he chooses his 12 apostles and then he sends them out. We heard about how he sends them out and told them to cure every disease and illness, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. And then we heard last week about how he says to basically to not be afraid, fear not, that he really, Jesus, God really loves us and will help us and strengthen us. We didn't hear this, but between last week's gospel and this week's gospel, Jesus basically says, I have not come to bring peace, but division, the sword. Father against son and daughter against mother and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. Jesus is like saying these strong words. It's like he's come to bring division. And of course, then that leads in today's gospel where he says basically that you're called father. You're supposed to love me more than mother or father, son or daughter. Really challenging them and saying, really, God is first and foremost in our lives. That's really what he's really saying. God is first. So we love God first. And then there can be division in families, you know, in our families. Really, some examples, really, how this can happen. You know, we can love family more than God. Give us some examples. You know, in the church, as a Catholic, again, the church is the mystical body of Christ. It's Jesus being the head, and so Jesus speaks through his church. So as a Catholic, one of the things Catholic is supposed to do in getting married is Catholic is supposed to follow the proper marriage process in getting married. So if a Catholic baptized, if they don't follow that process and they get married, the marriage will be invalid. It won't be a valid sacrament. And so this is one of the things, you know, some parents say, well, I should really go to the wedding because I don't want to create division. I don't want to have division, divisive in our family. You really shouldn't go to the wedding. This is what Jesus is hinting at, saying, you know, if it's an invalid sacrament, the parents can't, you can't go. No one in the family can go to that wedding. Because when you go, it's saying, you're saying, hey, what you're doing is okay. So this is one of the things, you know, you really can't go to the wedding. Yeah, it's an invalid sacrament. So if we're really loving the Lord first, it's like we're going to make that decision and say, I can't go. Part of it, you know, to have that discussion with the family member, it's just like, you know what you're doing? You're actually creating division in our family. Yeah, you're not following what Jesus has asked. This is the thing, you know, Jesus says, pick up our cross daily and follow after him. You know, having this division and strife in a family, that can be a great cross. You know, certainly another example is, you know, if one of our children or a brother or sister is not practicing the faith, you know, they're not coming to church every week. You know, it's just like, and we approach them, and it's like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to approach them because maybe they'll get mad at me and not talk to me. Well, in charity, we call to approach them and say, hey, you know, this is problematic. You know, Jesus, the church, asks us that we come to Mass every week and practice our faith, and it's like, it's not happening. And yeah, they might, you know, get mad at us or upset or whatever, but we love Jesus first by doing that. It's really a statement of saying how much important it is for us, that we're willing to risk that the relationship, that tension, in order for you know, to bring them to the church, bring them to Christ. Or, you know, if a family member is living kind of in a, you know, their lifestyle is really not appropriate and proper. You know, it's just like, boy, I really don't want to approach them because maybe they'll get upset and they will just kind of distance themselves from me. It's just like, no, we go and approach them and say, hey, you know, how you're living is not proper in the Lord's sight. You know, so you go and approach them and say, hey, this isn't good. And yeah, there might be some pushback, but ultimately, that's what we're called to do. Now, if we really love God first and foremost, You know, one of the things, too, is as sons and daughters, we're also called to give honor and, you know, respect our parents. But sometimes we have to challenge our parents, too, you know. It's like if they have a bad habit, you know, it might be from how they were raised. You know, this can happen where someone is raised, they're just used to doing things a certain way, and just like, well, that really isn't that good. You know, to challenge them in a good way. Or if, you know, that if, you know, our parents or in general, another Catholic is being a hypocrite. You know, it's just like, how do we approach them and challenge them? And as a result of us challenging folks, people, especially our family, they may disdain us. They may push themselves away. They may separate themselves from us. This is one of the things, you know, this can be a very hard cross. And Jesus helps us with that cross. And again, we don't know how the Lord works. What we do can actually make a big difference, and that can move them back. Again, who's creating the division? If we're with Christ, we have the peace of Christ. But if we're not with Christ, we don't have the peace of Christ, and that creates division. So again, how we're responding to our actions, we may get shunned. But if we really love the Lord, that's all right. God will take care of us. You know, it's interesting. Jesus says, you know, love me more than family. And he follows it with, if you really are carefully attuned to it, those who listen to a prophet or a righteous man will attain a prophet or a reward of the righteous person. In other words, when we do the right thing, when we're following the Lord, when we're following the prophets, you know, the church certainly is an element of prophet. When we're doing that, we will be rewarded. We will be blessed. So it's a reminder for us, you know, when we're talking with our families, just like, the Lord will bless you if you follow what he has asked. We hear this in spades in the Old Testament. When the Israelites, the people of God, were not following the Lord, they weren't blessed. So it's like, hey, you know, family member, I really want you to be blessed by the Lord. I want the Lord to be in your life and substantially helping you. So follow him. Follow him and you will be blessed. You know, so certainly there's a challenge, but also we can encourage and remind family and friends, you will be blessed if you follow the Lord.